eventually, like, everything comes to a point, you know, the wealth gap so gets so wide where, right, you know, your food starts costing 3x, 4x, 5x month over month. They're spending trillions of dollars every quarter just for the interest. Right. And eventually the math will make truth come out to the public. And that's kind of what I'm wondering is, like, did the sheep go along with this whole plan that they have, or do they resist it? Is there, you know, there's still good people in this world that are working on the technology side of this that see everything that we see, that are fighting against this, and they have.
Well, but you can see why they would want to tokenize everything, to be in a position to grab all the real assets and to assert total financial transaction control, because if they can achieve all those things, then they have a way of resolving this, correct?
Yeah, well, again, it goes back to how people are willing to tolerate, right? I mean, like soldiers, police officers, everyone that enforces what they carry out are really just people at the end of the day. So how much are they willing to tolerate? How much are they willing to accept? Right? It boils down to that. There's a breaking point, and you know, if they remain complete control, then yeah, your scenario stays. And
here's the thing: we've been working with state legislators on what states can do to ensure financial transaction freedom, so that at least within state jurisdiction, transactions for the state, the banks, the residents within the state can occur without control from Washington and Wall Street. So given how much you know about what's going on with crypto and tokens, if you were a state legislator, what would you give priority to? What would you do?
If I was a state legislator, I would give priority to privacy and financial transactions, and try to roll back some of the Bank Secrecy Acts and some of the things that they've set up already that I think are quite dangerous to economic freedom and just economics in general. You know, there's a correlation between how much a country controls its currency and the happiness of the people, right? So if you could roll back just, you know, how much power they have over the currencies, and you could put in mechanisms where they can't turn off truckers' money and they can't do things like that, that would be my priority, is to restabilize the confidence in the currency. Because that's what it is at the end of the day. You can have more and more debt put onto the books as long as people are confident that their dollar is going to liquidate into whatever asset that they want it to be. But when you start wondering if, you know, your bank account's going to get frozen because I did a transaction on Coinbase, you know, that's where I start to get really concerned, and I pull all of my assets out of the system completely. And I think, you know, that's certainly on the table too. I mean, like, the more pressure they put on people, the more pressure they put on countries, the more people just are willing to just get out of the system completely. I know quite a few people that have done that, where they just, you know, they have enough money to live and they don't want to pay taxes anymore because they don't agree with what the government's doing. So they don't work anymore and they just have enough to live a mediocre life, and that's all they care about. So you get enough people to you know, stand up for themselves. You know, that's where I think I would focus my attention.
So when you say, so look at privacy, look at bank secrecy, what can you give me more detail on in bank secrecy, what you would do?
I would roll back the regulations entirely and just have a different mechanism on how they KYC, how they AML these types of individuals, and what is, get them back to old fashioned police work versus using technology as a way to entrap me, right? It should not be an algorithm that pops up that says I'm code red and close down my account. There should be a person that's involved with that determines those factors. Right. Person should have some credentials that are like a lawyer, where they're not allowed to just broadcast whatever they looked into my books with, right? There needs to be some type of mechanisms like that, because right now everything's AI generated, and that's what happens. They get code red, turn it off, and it's done, automated, everything's done. They don't even know anything about it. Then when you call them up, the telephone's AI, and you have to go through a million prompts, and you can't get to anyone, and it's all AI voices. But if you had people involved with this whole system, and you had police doing police work to freeze someone's bank account, I think that would safeguard a lot of people from having their bank accounts shut down.